Blog Talk Radio.
All of these lines across my face tell you the story of who I am. So many stories of where I've been, and now I got to where I am. But these stories don't mean anything when you've got no one to tell them to. It's true, I was made for you. I climbed across the mountain top, swam all across the ocean blue, across the
wow. Okay. Sorry, guys. Jeez. I don't even want to talk about it. Amy, thank you, everybody, for hanging on. Amy?
Hi. How are you?
Hey. Okay. I have Trina back. Do you want to finish off with Trina, Amy?
Yeah, if she's around, sure.
Okay. Yeah, I got her back. Thanks for hanging in there, Trina. Jeez, my whole computer went froze up on me right as I spoke to Trina, like seconds before the show was about to start. And then I went to go private chat with you, Amy, and kaboom, my system froze and I had to reboot. Sorry about that, everybody. So Trina's back, Amy's back, And welcome to Curious Times Overtime at Supernatural Radio Show. So carry on. So I was actually in the middle of saying, have you done any background check on this guy?
Yes, I have.
Trina. Okay, good.
Yes,
okay,
I have.
So Amy.
Okay, yeah, I just need to get back in the groove here.
That's what I was going to say, in the groove.
Okay. Sort of the theme of some of the other callers as well. Each of us is given, hold on, I want to put my headset back on. Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
So each of us is given, you know, we come here, each of us different, each of us is given special gifts.
Mm-hmm.
One of your special, and our greatest gifts are also the things that are going to cause us the greatest challenges in our life. You have a huge, huge heart and just huge, huge empathy for other people, a huge capacity to love.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that in the that you're, oh my, just trying to find words here. But the flip side of it is that this beautiful, beautiful heart of yours can overextend itself. And
mm-hmm.
You can be so busy loving that don't love. And you're so busy loving the unlovable that and those that are not in a place in their lives where they can give love. So the equation is always going to be very tilted in the favor of the love flowing out of you, as opposed to the love coming in. I just urge you to be, you know, at the same time, we don't want to, we don't want to isolate ourselves. But honestly, you know, the fact that you're calling in and asking, I think in your heart, you think that they might not, you know, that they might not come. So I'd ask you to explore those feelings of them not coming. And you don't have to share all the details, certainly not with all of us, but just explore what is it that's making you think that that they're not going to come, and just explore what the emotions were, what the past experiences were that led you to the point that you would call into Chris's show tonight. And I ask that some of those things be removed. So perhaps the energy exchange between the two will be different than some of the past relationships, and there will be a fair exchange.
I really want this relationship to work, because he is a good person, and the reason why I'm so doubtful is because in every relationship I've ever been into, even my last two marriages, everybody has always told me they were going to do something, and or they promise maybe they're going to do something or do this and do that or whatever, and they never follow through with it.
Right.
That's why.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Some broken promises.
Exactly. And I think
that's
a large...
That's what I do.
Yeah. Which is very justified. But then again, and you don't have to share all of this with us.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think, you see, we gravitate to the familiar. What makes you think that with your track record and with your heart that's sometimes too big for its own good, that this one is different. And again, you don't have to. I mean, you're welcome to share, but I'm not saying these things to put you on the spot. Now, if you think that this one is different,
it just feels different. The whole thing, it just feels. It feels easy. The whole, it just feels, it's not hard. It's easy to talk to. I just feel like I've known him forever, you know?
And well, that could be one of two things. It could be that you've known him forever because you've known him, you know, through eternity, or it could be that he has many of the same characteristics of some of the other people who have come into your life and attempted to love you. And when I say attempted to love you, I don't mean it's because you're unlovable. I mean that it's because of this, you know, enlarged heart of yours that the people who come into your life are not in a position to love. And when I say love, there's a whole bunch of things that go along with loving someone. It requires you to be honest. It requires you to be a person of your word. You know, it requires you to be willing to engage in a fair exchange of energy. It doesn't mean that both people need to make the same amount of money, does it? You know, there needs to be a fair exchange. Now, if you feel that this person is truly different than the people in your past, then that will be, you know, then it will be different. And
The reason why I say that is because everything that he has told me he was going to do, or he has told me he was going to, like a picture, everything I've asked him to send me, he's done it. Everything he's told me he was going to send me, he's done it. He's done everything he said he was going to do.
And now, how far does this person live away from you? What mode of transportation are they using to come see you? A plane or their car?
He's flying in from Chicago. He's taking a puddle flight in from Chicago.
And are you supposed to meet him at the airport? So what would happen to your, if he doesn't show up tomorrow, if he does not show up tomorrow, know that it's your guides and your angels protecting you from harm. And if he doesn't show up tomorrow, just take a long and objective look at the patterns that you engage in. The patterns that you engage in, and try to connect the dots to so that you have a clear understanding of either whether he shows up tomorrow or does not show up tomorrow. You're still going to receive great gifts. You're still going to receive great gifts. I mean, if he shows up tomorrow, and I hope he does, and I hope he is different, and I hope that he can put his money where his mouth is as far as the promises go. But if he does not show up tomorrow, I just urge you to treat it as just as big of a gift as if he did show up. And just use it, not to beat yourself up, instead of feeling unloved, I want you to feel loved. I want you to feel the love of your guides and your angels and, you know, your dead people, your dead relatives, and and God and Jesus and everyone, whoever you know, that you believe in, that it is a gift, and they're protecting your precious, precious heart. And if he does not show, up tomorrow, again, just treat it as and be as grateful as if he does, and use the information to really just identify some patterns in your life that are the cause of constant disappointment, because we do all, you know, I mean, more than half the calls on this show are about, you know, about matters of the heart. And it is all of us so desire to be loved. But humans do not have, humans are never going to be, because humans are so imperfect by their very nature, and we are supposed to be imperfect because we're down here on an experiment to teach lessons and to learn lessons. I just urge you to learn the lesson, face the lesson, you know, instead of coiling back into the familiar disappointment and discouragement, face the lesson, stare it straight in the eyes, and then the lesson will embrace it and be grateful. Be grateful that he didn't. Be grateful to all the powers to be that went into overdrive to make sure that you didn't get hurt again, and learn the lesson, face it, walk through it, and you won't have to be in that same place again. I'm sorry that this has all been so disjointed, so it sort of disrupted the energy. But the big thing I sense is that this is going to be, regardless of the way it turns out, it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful gift for you. And I can't really, you know, we're not fortune tellers. We can't tell the future. He could, you know, so I would presume if someone said that they were coming to see me tomorrow, that they would be. But I can also tell you from personal experience that I was engaged to someone who was engaged to someone else at the exact same time. So all of us have fallen into that. All of us have fallen into situations like that. And then when I finally found my, Mr. Prince Charming or whatever you would call it, he freaking died on me. So I know a lot about what it feels like to get disappointed in the romance category. But one thing I did learn, and thank God for, especially to Keith, his death, taught me that. And the events leading up to his death taught me that the kind of love that I was looking for, it's not going to come from another human being, because human beings are too flawed by their nature to be able to give that kind of love. And then, as far as you're concerned, because of you're uniquely gifted and cursed with this overlarge heart, you're looking for someone to love you as much as you love other people, and that's probably not going to happen because of this extra large heart that that you have. So just know that tomorrow's going to be a beautiful and great day for you, regardless of how it turns out. And if he does show up, I pray to all of the beings that I pray to that he is a man of his word, and he is uniquely positioned to give you the emotional support that you so deserve. But if he doesn't, don't forget to be grateful to all of those beings that that worked to protect you. Chris, are you there? Do you have anything to add?
No, I think that's exactly right. And the proof is in the pudding. And so the most that you could do is see what happens. You know what I mean? And so to not try means you guarantee what's going to happen or not happen. But, guard your heart. And what I was getting at before, and I don't even know when we got cut off, but was like a lot of people go online, they call them catfishes or whatever, and they send pictures and they tell you who they and then they're not that person. And so just be careful, that's
well,
all. And indeed, even people mm-hmm. who have been married to people and they met them in real life, And they've been married or gone out with them for a long time, find out these double personalities that they have and that they're not the person that they said they were and all that. So there is no guarantees. And like I said, if it's something that you want, which is to have a relationship that is a good relationship, then all you can do is try and keep trying, So, but something in you is doubting. You know what I mean? Or you wouldn't have asked that question.
Well, I've been hurt so many times, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you.
I've been given a shout.
Hey,
so
like you, you deserve some kudos for keeping on going, I shut it down years ago. I go, I know how I can avoid disappointment. I'm not doing that no more.
Well,
you know what I mean? Forget it.
We've been Skyping, back and forth. So I know he is who he says he is. So
well, picture-wise,
that I'm not
worried about. What I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
He is who he says he is. So I've seen the real guy. So I'm not worried about that.
No, and that's great. But I just watched a show, and I don't mean to freak you out, but I just watched a show last night. one of these news magazine shows, and this guy was dating this woman for however long, and they took a trip out to wherever, and blah, blah, blah. And then he basically killed her. And then he moves back to the States. 2 weeks later, he's engaged. In the meanwhile, he invites another chick from a different country to come and visit him while his fiance is off visiting, and brought this whole twisted thing. And he was like, ex-Marine and honorable and all of this. And he was
just a piece of crap,
you know? And so these things happen, and they come. The guy looked like the most nicest guy, you know, like, so the looks can't always tell. Like, the proof is in the pudding. Never be in a big rush. And I always say, like, a person can only fake it long enough before their true colors start to show. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And so just guard yourself, your own personal security, for a period of time while until you figure out who the guy really is all, you know? And good luck.
Well, thank you, dear.
Okay, sorry about the kerfuffle earlier. Glad that I could get you back.
Thanks for hanging in. And we do. We wish you nothing but happiness.
Well, thank you.
Right on. Okay. All right, well, I'm going to...
Yeah, have a good night.
You too.
Yeah, have a good night.
You too. Okay. And so she's parked. Everybody's parked. You can stay and listen if you want. Trina, I'm going to unmute everybody here. We're pretending this is overtime. And so thanks for coming back, Amy. Here's Bree.
Hello.
And here's Jennifer. Jennifer. Oh, Jennifer's listening to her prayer.
Hey, I'm not sleeping.
Okay. I did not say you were sleeping.
You were getting ready to, though.
No, I said you're listening on your player because I'm hearing it back way after.
Okay.
Christy?
That's better.
Hello.
And Cindy?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, and who's the Skype caller?
It would be Deb.
Deb, I should have known that. And here comes Kiss My Axe, otherwise known as Alan.
Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I know, right? That sucked.
And here comes Eric.
Hey, Eric. That was a good one, Alan.
It wasn't that good, Eric. Okay. And there's Kaylee. Okay, and Amy's still here. I know. So there we go. There we go. That's our overtime, guys. So we can stay as little or as long as you want. If you all want to end, like, we would be ending now if they hadn't messed us up. But, you know, so anyhow.
Well, we can have
a whole
overtime just to.
We have a whole hour and 24 of live airtime and an hour overtime, you know, still to go.
Oh, well, we don't have to have a marathon.
No, we don't have
to. But a little bit of decompressing would be great. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of intense calls tonight.
Yeah, you did
Not
a good job.
Not just
Trina, thank you.
A lot of them were.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think we're going to hold out that long, though. I don't think everybody's going to fall asleep.
You haven't
more.
Been hanging around. She hasn't, Deb. She has not been hanging around
right.
That long enough, eh?
No.
She's
Most
a rookie.
Curious timers really don't need much sleep.
Like, lots of times after my overtime.
Candy Crush into sleep. I use Candy Crush to sleep.
Jennifer uses my show to go to sleep, but lots of times after overtime, we go have a Skype call, and it's like 4, 5, 6 a.m. in the morning for a.m.
Yep.
in the morning. 6 in the morning for people. So, you know what I mean? Don't ever say it's too late. We don't
say it's too late. I'm just saying there's some people that may fall asleep, but you never know. I mean, I don't know. My mom, she listens to the show and then falls asleep, and it's kind of funny, but...
It's the dulcet tone.
Because I've heard
you can lullaby people.
Uh-huh. So, I've heard you going like Sky, Sharon, Sky, and I'm like, oh gosh. And I can't.
But
do
I know
anything
she has to.
Yeah,
I know she's
just sleeping,
and I move on. And so
yeah.
Then it's not unusual. I mean, for starting time for the East Coast is 10 p.m. and that's late. So,
yeah.
You know, not everybody keeps those regular hours like your mom, you know. And so we get some Nighthawks, you know, kicking around and you know, us old people.
Oh, yeah.
Really
fascinating.
Well, I mean, she works
for the...
Sorry about the middle of my sentence interrupted the beginning of yours. Some of us old timers, we don't need as much sleep as you young puppies do, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I was going to say it's been fascinating doing this show from a different time zone. So it's not,
it's
only 10 o'clock here.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's right. You're even an hour behind me. I forgot for a minute. Uh-huh. Did somebody Skype you besides me, Amy, and let you know we were doing it over here? You found your way over here pretty quick.
Oh, no. I was talking to some people, and I don't access to Skype right now. Well, it's on my phone. I Facebooked.
Oh, Green just showed up, I think.
I Facebooked a couple of your regulars.
Whoops. Okay, Corrine did. I figured Corrine was going to boot me, and so now I'm going to come in as the I'm going to come in as the co-host here now.
Chad is going. What
there
the heck is going on? On
yeah,
my show?
Really. No, she knows. I let her know that I was doing the show.
I was too.
So she knew. I don't have her in on the. I'm just going to see if I can get in on the freaking chat, get back in on the chat now. Launch chat here. Okay, there we go. I should be coming in as a co-host now.
Still in serious times.
No. I know I am. I was also in a Supernatural Radio until Corrine came in. Corrine. You bounced me, bitch. I figured. I called that one. I figured you might.
Mm-hmm.
No worries. So there we go. We should get her to call into her own show.
Yeah, really.
So, anyway. So hopefully Christine is back tomorrow and that'll be good. And just for, okay, I never got the show started right. So people listening in archives later, here's what happened. Curious Times was on the air, and minutes after overtime started, the whole show got shut down by some glitch and the people still wanted to talk and stuff. And so we were also right in the middle of a reading. And so I started up a show over here, and then just as like less than a minute before show was supposed to start, my system froze and I had to reboot. And did that song play though? At least kill a few minutes for you guys.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, that's good. That's good. And so then I finally got back in, and right before then I had dialed in Trina into the switchboard, and I was in the screening room with her and going, hey, do you want to finish your reading? Okay, sure. And then I put her on hold, and then I went to put Amy into the screening room to let her know, and kaboom, it started circling and froze, and everything froze. I couldn't do nothing. And I figured I could either, I waited for a few minutes, and I'm like, well, this is not sorting out. So, like, I could, like, you know, I better reboot now. And it takes painfully long to reboot when you know that there's a bunch of people waiting on you. You know what I mean? But so
yeah.
So, but I was starting to fire up the laptop, but it uses a different Skype account and blah blah blah. And like it would have, and you know all of that. It would have been all man. So I just decided I'll just reboot and so here we are. Corrine, are you? Corrine, call in to your own down. Oh, there you are. You can, hey, woman.
Hey, bitches.
Welcome to your show. Corrine,
you should have probably played Welcome to Your Nightmare. But,
yeah. What's going on, Corrine? Thanks.
What happened?
Well, I just finished saying the whole story. Weren't you listening? my.
Why were you cut off?
You know how that goes in overtime. If somehow the Skype call got dropped and so it brought an abrupt end to the show. So I go, well, we could, because, you know, I was sitting there going, well, I get an extra hour to go watch my DVR shows, and then people were still in the chat room yipping and yapping. I'm all, okay, do you guys want to...
Well, shit, we were only 3 minutes into overtime.
I know, right?
Three.
I'm like, okay, I know. I'm like, let's see if they want to do more. And they did. So here we are.
Right.
Thank you, Kirk. So, yeah.
Is Barbara going to be back after the holidays, or is she just no longer going to do Sundays at all?
She just took one night. No, she was here last Sunday, and she just took tonight off. She'll be back next Sunday.
Yeah, Eric, I answered you in chat.
Oh, you said yes and no. I didn't know what that meant.
I said yes. She said yes and no. You confused me, too.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, she's coming back, but... she explained it on the show, but that's okay.
I missed it.
That's okay.
What it is is that she's tired of reading the same people. Well, what happens is that because she does my show on Sunday, she does her show two times during the week. So that's three times. And there's lots of times where she's giving readings to the same people on all three shows. And so we're going to do a thing... We're going to do a thing where, like, if you talk to Barbara this week, don't call my show. And then every now and then we're going to, like, Sunday when she comes back, we were going to do this last Sunday, but she got sick. And we already knew she was going to need this Sunday off, so she just got sick. And for last Sunday, actually, right, she wasn't here last Sunday. But anyway, we were going to do just chat room readings. And she was just going to run down the line in the chat and do readings that way and just try to mix things up. And every now and then I said to her, if you bring me topics that we have not already talked to death, you know, I'll be happy to do shows with you that aren't reading shows. You know what I mean?
I'm curious if Barbara can do past life readings of people in pop culture. That'd be kind of cool.
Well, you know, you really,
like,
should, well, I mean, here, Psychic Ethics 101, you should receive permission.
She can't read somebody else's, I was just going to say, she can't read without their permission. She can only read a lot, you know, their energy with their permission. So, yeah.
How about that? It's
12:14. And she says that.
Oh, my God, it's 12:14. It's 11:30.
I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
there would be a lot
hour.
Of people giving permission, though. I think there would be a lot of people that would say, yeah, I'll give permission.
Yeah.
So
they're giving their own permission. It wouldn't be somebody usurping their permission, though.
Yeah.
They
have to get the permission first. Yeah. So maybe in chat, the person can be like, yes, I give permission, and then you tell them
No, we're not. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about reading, like, famous people or something. You know what I mean? Do a past life.
The same principle would have to apply in the chat.
Too many
people
are interrupting. Is what's happening. So let's try to talk one at a time, okay, guys? So go ahead, Eric.
I was just going to say the same principle would have to apply regardless whether it's the chat room or whoever.
We're letting people know at the beginning of the show, just like I said before. We let people know, like, if you do, just like I did, when I did I Ching readings, I started just doing the chat room, and I said to people, someone really has bad status. It's Corrine. Okay. Put a headset on, Corrine, okay? Yeah, as I said, like, let me know by private message if you do not want me to do your I Ching. You know what I mean? And so that's how that went. And that's how it'll always be whenever some hosts, they just go and they read the chat room and they do guests and everything. I won't do guests because I don't know who they are. I don't have any way of connecting with them. And I think that they could damn well log in if they want a reading. You know what I mean? And but that's basically the principle. But Kaylee, what he was talking about before is like so let's do a past life reading on Elvis Presley, reading on Lady Gaga. Actually would be more because Elvis isn't around to give us his permission. So the spirit of Elvis could come and give permission to do. But so to, you know, and that's kind of what he meant by that. We would not want to, I call that spying. I really walk a tight line because there's a lot of times where people will call and they'll ask about their daughter or something. And I'm all like, and then some of my readers will do it and some of them won't. And I don't like it when they, you know, in some situations I think it's okay, but mostly I feel uncomfortable with it because I look at it like spying. Okay, here's Corrine.
All right. So who are you talking about that didn't give readings for past or, you know, past life readings for people?
Nobody. We're not, that's, we're not saying that at all. No, we're not saying that.
Solana came on my show and she did Jim Morrison.
Right, but he was dead already. That's
my
point.
All right. So they have to be dead.
There's a difference between channeling a dead guy, okay, and taking a person like Lady Gaga who's alive and doing a past life reading on her without permission.
Right.
You know, or any kind of reading, you know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I didn't know you were talking about live people.
Yeah. That's a different thing. Like, of course, otherwise it would just be channeling a spirit, and that's what mediums do. you know what I mean?
Right.
And so,
yeah
for sure.
I don't care about living people, just dead people, you know?
Mhm. Yeah, me too. I don't even have much, you know, except for like things like astrology or something, depending on who's doing it. You know, then that might bring some, give you a heads up about something that might be happening, you know, in the next year or something. But for me, I prefer getting mediumship from people rather than anything else. I don't want to know. I always joke, like, the only use I have for someone telling me when Mr. Right is going to come along is so I know where not to be.
Right, exactly. Who kissed my
ass?
Alan.
Alan.
Is Alan there?
Yesterday he was handsome banana.
I know.
Yeah, Alan's here. Alan.
Hey, sexy.
Hey, you sexy
kiss
banana.
Kiss my ass.
Sexy doll. You sexy doll. Lordy.
And what did you have for dinner, Chris?
actually, you know what I had was I had a whole wheat pita bread, large pita bread, okay? So then I make a pouch out of that, right? I rip open and make a pouch, okay? Inside of that sucker, I smeared in some sour cream and mustard. Yum.
Mm.
Okay? I know it doesn't sound good. It's very yum. If you like sour cream. Then I threw in a handful of bean sprouts. I threw in a whole thinly sliced orange bell pepper. I chopped up two red chili peppers, and I put in a handful of fresh spinach, and then I rolled that sucker up and ate it.
That sounds good.
It was good. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And what did you have for supper, Alan? What kind of candy bar?
I don't know.
A deep fried
no
Mars
candy
bar.
Yeah.
What did you have for supper?
Oh, I'm not telling.
Well, I answered you.
But
that
I'm
seems
the boss.
Off one time. You are not the freaking boss. Corrine.
Yeah.
Tell him he's not the effing boss.
Alan, you're not the frickin' boss.
There.
Wrong word.
No, she did not say the wrong word. Who do you think you are?
Yes,
anyway?
She did. She didn't say the right word.
Give a guy
not freaking Corrine.
Give a guy a badge and a gun and he thinks he's the boss of the world or something. You know? Some guys, really.
Terrible.
You're not the boss in my world.
Amy, they need psychotherapy. Help them, please.
Yeah,
Amy,
no, I'm
off
duty. I'm off duty. I'm actually,
he is off duty.
I am off duty.
Yeah. So, Alan, why don't you give someone a reading? Why don't you give Eric a reading since you guys are such good friends?
Yeah, the reading is Chris is never the boss. Don't let her act like she's the boss, and you'll be good.
And you'll be muted more than any other person ever has been muted. Now you guys are making me hungry. What's that?
The worst advice.
Exactly. So Scribes came and then she fell asleep, I guess, eh? I think some people,
no.
they just kind of
got dropped and she didn't know what to do. So I'm actually kind of talking to her. She's become a really nice friend of mine now.
All she has to do is fold. It's not rocket science. It's a live show. Tell her it's a live show. It's not overtime. She figures out how to fold. So Scribes, are you listening? You know, she knows how to phone. Believe me, she knows how to phone. But no, she thought that because she got dropped that she can't call back, that's only overtime. And even though it says Curious Times overtime, it's not overtime. It's regular.
Yeah, it's not real. It doesn't, right.
I should have just called it the Curious Times After Show, is what I should.
Oh.
You know?
They're having a conversation that we're not a part of.
I know.
Yeah, just a friend conversation, that's all. Talking about different things, that's it.
Nothing I haven't discussed before.
Like
we're not. We got it. It's fine.
So, Amy, how long are you there in Seattle for?
I am in Seattle for till next Friday, at which point I'm taking a train to Portland to see our dear friend Joshua John.
All right.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. And my friend Terry, who sort of adopted Josh, because she lives in Portland as well, and to work on some afterlife conference stuff. And then I'm going back to the East Coast, which will be brutal because it's easy to make the, you know, jet lag wise, it's easy because you get more light when you go east to west, but when you go west to east, you lose light and it wreaks havoc, especially because I'm very light driven.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's all good.
If I had it my way, I'd follow spring and summer around the world, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I need a lot of sunlight or I get goofy.
Yeah.
So you're
not going to be back home till what? Beginning of December? Or even into December?
No, I'll be home in time for American Thanksgiving.
Oh,
whatever
okay.
we call it. Yeah, I'll be home next. I fly into Orlando because it costs too much to fly out of Jacksonville, the fares recently out of Jacksonville have gotten very, very high. So if I'm not flying for business, I have to fly out of some place that I can afford. So I'll work in Orlando, I'll go home on Tuesday.
And Orlando's where the boss is?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Alan, do you live in Orlando?
Yeah. No. Find me.
No, you don't live in. The answer is you don't live in Orlando. Ergo, you're not the boss. Because the boss is in Orlando. I knew I could prove it. Finally.
Amy, you're not getting enough sunlight.
No, I'm not. I'm in Seattle and I'm getting too much of that marijuana.
I believe that.
Some gummy bears. Yummy gummy bears.
Yeah.
Actually, I had some gummy bears tonight.
Uh-huh.
Marijuana gummy bears? What, you get them in one of those stops?
Did you steal them off?
You in the evidence room?
How'd you know, Amy?
Because you said you had some gummy bears. And I know that, you're in Maryland. They have medical in Maryland, right? Or has it not started yet?
Legalized marijuana for medical.
No, we do not.
See, they're right-wing Republican bastards over there, see?
No, there's a lot of Republicans who are all for smaller government, which includes ending the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm. Alan, what do you think about marijuana?
You have any?
No, seriously. You have to answer me, but do you smoke weed?
I got the lighter.
He doesn't smoke weed.
I got a
light.
Of course I don't smoke it. Come on, Corrine.
Come on, Corrine. That was tough.
You have a sweet tooth.
Oh, my God.
No, I know, but seriously, Alan, you never smoke weed in your life.
No, I have, yes.
Okay. You didn't like it?
No, I just didn't continue to do it.
Okay. There you go.
He grew up.
No, I mean, he wanted to pursue a career in law enforcement, and those two things were at odds.
I haven't smoked weed since I was in junior high school.
So if Alan was still
how long was your weed smoking career?
Yeah.
A few years.
Went from 6th to 7th grade?
Something like that.
Oh, man, you're even worse than me, Alan.
But, Alan, you must bust people with weed sometimes.
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Do you feel
bad?
Yeah,
but you don't strike me as the kind of person that would, like, you know, because there's cops that will stop a car just because they'll profile, you know, young guy. And it's not even, you know, it's not even a racial thing. You know, find a white guy in their 20s, they probably have weed on them, and they just stop them and say, oh, your taillight's out, or your tint's too dark, even though it's factory tint, and, you know. You just don't strike me as the kind of person that does that. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt there, Alan.
Usually, Corrine, when I do find it in their little baggies, I make them dump it and just mush it into the grass.
Right. Good for you, Alan.
And they go in the right.
I'm going to gather Alan around, and I'm gonna pick it out of the grass.
Right.
It's
like
that.
Weed by ashes, dust to dust, grass to grass.
I'm going to start a grass fire
in Maryland.
Oh, just a civil offense. Okay, so it's just a fine.
Yeah, for a certain amount, right. It's just a fine.
Yeah, so it's decriminalized in a way, is what it is. That's the terminology we use.
Most of
here.
It. It depends on how much you have.
Right. Exactly.
Because if you've got, I mean, there's personal use size.
It's like about 30 ounces, 30 grams,
28
grams. Over an ounce or something, I think, is usually most jurisdiction. Yeah.
Right.
So, Alan, if you stop someone that has, like, an ounce, what do you do?
As long as they're not smoking and driving.
Okay. So, do you let them keep the weed?
No. It makes it put in the grass. So, he sends this other guy back to the grass to pick it out.
Have you ever just driven around the corner, Alan, to see if they go back to the spot and try and salvage any of it?
No, I haven't.
I bet you they are.
So, I don't think, gets, you know what?
Alan
I don't
gets it
think
before
that.
They do.
Yeah, Alan gets it first.
But I haven't had anybody in a long time with weed, so.
Yeah, right on.
PCP, yes.
Yeah, well, PCP, I mean, anyone who's doing PCP, you're doing them a favor to get them. Anyway. I don't feel like solving the drug problem tonight.
Right.
There are some drugs that are very, very dangerous, and PCP is, I don't think of it as a recreational drug.
Exactly. I mean, if I had to pick one or the other, I'd have to say outlaw alcohol and keep pot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I really feel that alcohol
is... if I could make just one drug legal,
it'd be pot.
I fight for that because of my experience, but for my personal pleasure... And I really
alcohol.
Don't do drugs because I just don't have it. But I do enjoy a good hallucinogen now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on, Amy.
So
I went out with this guy, and he had LSD in his freezer from Woodstock.
Wow.
And we did it in 1999. So it was antique acid. Preserved in a freezer. And
wow.
You can't make this
You didn't.
I
you
did.
Didn't.
I did. Yes, I did. It was very fun. It was very, very fun.
Oh, my God.
Yep. It was in 1999. Oh, so the statute, and it wasn't in Maryland, the statute of limitations long passed.
Yeah.
So.
There's your big confession.
Yeah. Yep. I'll tell you a funny story. My son did some acid. He was in high school, and he was not doing very well in high school. He was scheduled to graduate from high school when he was 22. And he happened to do a hit of acid and had this come to Jesus moment or come to someone moment that he realized he was just a huge fuck up and he was going nowhere. And he needed to change his life. So he dropped out of high school, went, and there was a program where we lived where you could just go straight to junior college, and they would retroactively give you a high school diploma. And now he's, like, the most successful person in our family.
Wow. Hmm. Well,
again, you can't make that up.
Right.
It's
well,
pretty
you know,
powerful. Story. I don't tell social services that, but that's how it played out.
Well,
I don't think they would see it the same way I do.
No, but that's cool.
I didn't give it to him. This just happened to all happen.
Shame on you, Amy.
Well, when I was in high school, you guys, I had a principal that he became the principal when I was like a junior. I wasn't even a junior because I freaking stayed back, but anyways, whatever. So the principal and I was in love with the principal, right? He was so cool. He was formerly my Spanish teacher, and then he became the principal of the high school. And he said, Corrine, he brought me into his office one day, and he said, Corrine, you're always late, and you always miss school. So why don't you just quit school and drive across the country? And just explore. And I'm like, man, you know what I mean? He had a picture of John Lennon in his office. And I'm like, shit, man. So that's exactly what I did.
You should be shot.
I drove across the country. No, but seriously. So, I mean, looking back on it now, it's like, you know, I mean, school really doesn't mean a lot if you're a mindful, thinking, curious person. And that, I think, is what Amy just said. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was, yeah. There's a lot of, and it's even worse now with the frickin' Common Core. Yeah, it's not, it's just, my son was so frickin' bored. And he knew he had this little, he didn't want to go to school. So he knew if he cut class, he'd get suspended. And what a surprise, he wouldn't have to go to school. Like, you know, who makes this stuff up? Who makes this stuff up? I don't know. I'm just glad my kids are grown because it's way too hard to launch kids these days. And there's way too much interference on the part of you know, I'm not for this takes a village thing. I think, you know, anyway, enough about that.
Do you ever go back, Corrine? Corrine, did you ever go back?
Where'd she go?
Oh, the static's still there, so she must still be there.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Bye.
Yeah, that's about it. Everybody fall asleep.
Our new boy.
What, her and Chris go in the green room or something?
Oh, who's this other Skype person? Hello?
Who is the other?
Is it me?
Oh, it's, did you drop and call back?
Yeah, I got punted somehow.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you dropped. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
Corrine is still there. Corrine, something's wrong with your mic, or else you're just refusing to talk. You're being stubborn. Because Corrine's still there.
Could be either one, that's for sure.
Unplug and replug your... Your shit there, woman. I don't know what happened to her all of a sudden.
She
must have had to go get them.
Yeah, I don't know. The medic's there, so she must be around somewhere.
Well, I'm going to mute her so that we get rid of the...
Oh, God, thank you.
Oh, my ears. Thank you, ears.
Well, I can't very well mute the person that's letting us use their show, right? So,
yeah,
I'm,
know.
You know...
I know.
She's got it. She's probably not. She's not using her headset is the problem. So it's picking up her webcam mic. Her internal mic is picking up her fan noise. That's the problem. And so let me see if she's back. Are you back, Corrine?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. People were talking to you and you were non-responsive.
I'm sorry. What was the question?
I said, did you go back to school or not?
Who's that asking me?
Cindy.
Yeah, I went to Harvard. No, I'm kidding. No, I didn't go back to school. I did what I always did, which was read tons of books.
Cool.
And I'm not saying I'm a millionaire now or anything like that, but I will say that is the most important thing in anyone's life is to read. So,
yep.
Yeah, I didn't go back to school. I felt school was too confined and too, I just, you know what I mean? I was like, I can learn on my own, man. And I always did, you know?
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that because nobody can make you learn. They can
Right. Nurture
you. They can guide you through areas, you know, but they can't make you learn.
Yeah, they can park you into a seat and say, stay there. That's about it.
Well, yeah.
Well,
that,
it won't really help you learn.
I mean,
they can say, you know, this would be, perhaps a better way or whatever, but they can't make you learn. You have to take the initiative and do it yourself.
Right.
Yeah. And the thing is, I don't want to learn what I don't want to learn. I want to learn what I'm interested in. You know what I mean? And, like, tell me a class that's going to teach me that, you know?
Exactly.
Corrine, have you ever gone on to the MIT Free Learning website by any chance?
No. No.
Yeah, Stanford's got one, or they did have one, and MIT has one. And you can't get credit for the courses, but you can actually sit in on them and ask questions. They won't give you a grade. If they have space allowed, so you can actually sit in and ask questions and get answers back from the professors. But otherwise, you get the exact same notes and all of that that, you know, the regular students do that are, you know, paying two fortunes and a half. But you get all the same material. So I used to find it was great to, you know, just go through and start reading.
Yeah, that's cool, Deb. Thank you for telling me that.
Which one, Deb? MIT and who?
Last I knew, Stanford was doing it, too.
Cool.
Now, there's probably others because they were the first two that started it, like, more than 10 years ago. And they were trying to get others to start doing it. Now, I know, like, recently even Penn State made it so that their whole campus was online, so it didn't matter where you lived, you could attend there. Not everybody is, but...
Right.
I mean, these, you know, MIT and Stanford let you get the material just, you know, to better yourself. You don't get credit for it, but you can better yourself. And the only good part is if you're good at teaching yourself, you can always clip through other places and get your credit.
Right.
That's cool. Yeah. No, and it's like, you guys, I'm not embarrassed that I didn't graduate, really. Because I've taught at colleges, and I'm not trying to, like, blow my own freaking horn here, but it's like, you know, I mean, I'm proud of what I've accomplished so far without the academic world behind me. So it's like, you know, I have, like, I'm proud of myself.
Very good, very good.
Yeah, that's
well, it's like,
it doesn't work so much nowadays as it might have worked before. I agree. But, I mean, I think that we have more knowledge, and it's like, you know, now we have to be acknowledged by the system, so to speak. And it sinks because it's like, you know, it was a day when we could, like, know things and do our own research and know things and get a job in a certain realm or not, and now we can't because we don't have a degree or something, which it makes me sad, you know.
I brought that up in the regular show because they talked about some of the sign language stuff came up, and that now they're requiring bachelor's degrees even to sit for national certification, and it's just like, what? Why? You know, I know it makes sense somewhat. They get more knowledge and be able to do the translation, but that's not always the case. You don't really need a degree to prove you've been out in the world. So I hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think that's more like with everything else. There's a government entity that's regulating it, so they have to have a way to do just that, regulate it and get their fees.
Right.
So they set up, you know, boundaries, and that's what they go by.
Yeah. Well,
on the other hand, I wouldn't want a doctor practicing without having the education behind either, so.
No. I mean, yeah, but you know, most of the doctors now still don't investigate what's happening in their field.
True.
Well, with that being said, I think it's interesting that a naturopathic doctor, a natural doctor who has to take twice as much education as a medical doctor, an MD, in allopathic medicine, is only allowed to practice in 17 of the 50 states.
Oh, wow. Right, Deb, yeah. And, you know, I go to a naturopath. That's my main doctor. I have a regular doctor, too, but I go to my homeopath, and he's brilliant. And it's amazing, you know. I mean, I have to pay for him. I don't have to pay because of my insurance. I don't have to pay for my regular doctor. But she doesn't really know anything, you know.
It's like, I don't know if any of you remember how it used to be. Mechanics could replace parts or actually fix a part in a car, not just throw out a bad part and put a new part in. They actually restructured the part.
Right.
And made it work. Well, now it's they toss out a part and put a new part in. Well, the other, you know, the new doctors, I call them the new doctors because they're still practicing at it. They literally don't really know what they're doing. They know their symptoms, and if they look up enough of the symptoms, they got a shot at guessing what's wrong.
Yeah.
Because they literally will sit there and look on a handheld, like a PDA, and they'll scroll through, and now the gimmick is what's going to pay them more. And that'll be the disease you have.
Wow.
It's what they put down on the diagnosis. Because a lot of times there's so many illnesses and diseases that have all the same signs and symptoms, but they'll put down what they think is going to pay them more.
Exactly.
But if you go to a natural path, they will get to the basis of what the underlying cause is and try to eliminate the trauma.
Yeah.
So that you actually heal from it.
Exactly.
But yet they're only allowed to practice in 17 states. That's not even half of the country.
Right, Deb. And they're trying to come down on the homeopaths and allopaths because they don't want them to practice anymore. And so they're, like, really leaning on them now. They're trying to take away a lot of natural...
But that's where I think people need to empower it and refuse that to happen. And they need to fight for heirloom foods.
Exactly.
Not the GMOs and everything else, because that too is causing the damage. A lot of people think they're eating good stuff, and they're not. They're eating an altered chemical.
Right.
Not a food source.
Exactly, Deb. Exactly. Deb's right on, man. She knows.
But we could be going on for this for hours, so I guess I should stop.
No, Deb, I'm glad you're here to talk about this. Because I always look for you when I'm trying to, like, make a case in the chat room. And I'm like, I wish Deb was here because she would, like, back me up here with, like, good facts, you know. But it's true.
It's because we've lived it enough that we've had to research and find it out. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the research has been our own body, and we've had to test it and see.
Right. Yep. Right. Right on, Deb.
Insert crickets. So are you guys done or what?
Somebody's sleeping.
Who's still on the call?
Who
is still on the call?
Oh, who is still on? Everybody. You, Corrine, Kaylee, Eric, Alan, Cindy, Christy, Jennifer. Jennifer, are you there?
Yep.
Okay. Bree and Deb. Still quite a few. We got more people kicking around on our overtime than many shows get for their show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're not even.
Mm-hmm. I'll sleep through mine tomorrow because I'm awake for this one.
Oh, there you go. Autoplay. Autoplay.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm happy to keep going if you guys haven't tuckered out on talking, but, you know, it's up to you guys. Nobody talking.
What are we going to talk about?
We didn't say nothing.
Yeah, what's
the
next topic?
Who are we going to talk about? Let's talk about Alan.
You do that every day. Go somewhere else.
We did already talk about Alan. We found out that he was a junior high
pothead.
And
he probably had his best scholastic years in
that since he does not live in Orlando, he's not the boss.
Yes. Thank you, Amy, for keeping the scorecard.
So we've learned more about Alan this evening than I think in any prior
Alan, if you were
episode.
Only allowed to have one candy, and that covers chocolate, all junk food, you're only allowed to have one for the whole rest of your life, what one would you pick?
Oh, God, that's hard. I couldn't choose, sorry.
No, you have no choice but to choose. What one would you pick? Or you get none. If you don't pick, then you get none.
That's cruel.
I know it is. I'll just take dark chocolate-covered cherries.
Ooh, all right. That's a good pick.
Hey, now, that's not a half-bad choice. Not
right.
From a nutritional,
I would just,
you know,
pick
side
dark chocolate.
Yeah,
you mean
those
ones you buy at,
good
like,
for
Walgreens that are just chocolate with that, like you give to your grandmother?
I like the one with the clear liquid.
Yeah,
oh, me
that's
too.
What I thought you were talking about.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, they're a little gross.
I don't like that. I like the ones that
that's
they make during Christmas time. Andes, whatever they're called, like Andes or something like that. They only make it during Christmas time. And it's dark chocolate with, like, a cherry filling in it. And it's just like a plain old little bar, but it's really good. And I, like, stack up with those during Christmas and hand them out to people because it's, like, really yummy, but they only bring it out for Christmas. So I have to do that this year. That's what it reminds me of. You know what I'm talking about? They're called, like, Andes. Or
no.
A-N-D-E. They're really good.
Have they have the cream de mint, too, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they
the mint.
Cream
that's
mint.
The normal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the normal.
And they make a pop,
okay.
They make a peppermint and a cherry. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the,
and the cherry,
mint.
I love. I love the
see,
cherry mint.
Either
I love
no
too.
One talking or everyone talking.
I know, isn't it?
Drive
you're
me
all
up
breathing
and nuts.
At the same time.
I'm going to just chew then.
Hey, Bree.
Yeah?
Talk some, will you? I'm tired of hearing them talk. You talk now.
She's probably been talking the whole time, but no one can hear her.
Right.
So, Bree?
Or Eric.
What did you
yeah.
say you're
going
to be... You got is your boyfriend coming to see you at Christmas? Is that what you meant by you're going to be out of the loop? But
I think so.
Hey, did we approve him, Bree? I haven't got the paperwork on him yet, dear.
You haven't, like, you should have a Skype chat with him.
I want a
Alan.
Background check. Oh, absolutely. Who is he? How old is he? What's his social security number? Come on.
Just pull up his military background. You know.
Yeah, there you
that's
go.
Easily done.
That's why I mentioned it.
You same me, you same age as me. He's a really sweetheart.
Really sweet guy. Special forces. Or specialty
yeah.
or something. Not special forces, but specialty. I don't know what the hell means. Means he kisses good, I guess. I don't know.
He does something good, huh?
I don't like to think about that. You know what I mean? Like with our little Bree, you know?
Oh, no. I just want to kill him now.
Oh, dear God. Stan and Donald, you know, doesn't even want her to be over 14. This isn't going to bode well.
I know, right? Yeah.
Donald
talked to her and then he left. I didn't even notice if he said hi. He popped
Ooh.
Over here. Donald Blackbox. He was in the chat room at this show, not my show, this show.
I saw him, but I think it was while we were trying to get stuff to work, and I don't know if he realized it was in the, you know, the sound blackout period.
that 8 minutes.
You know what? It could. Well, he was still here when I was. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes what happens is when people cannot log in, like they think they can't get chat, but they can't get it on their end, but we can see them on our end. You know what I mean? Like for us, it appears that they're logged in.
Yep.
They are. Yeah. So I'm really perplexed with this one person's problem of not being able to. They got the Flash player. Java's okay. Everything's okay. When they sign into their VPN, when they use their VPN, they can load a chat room. But when they don't use their VPN, they cannot load a chat room. So I've narrowed it down to a firewall issue, maybe.
You know what? I think that might be. I just installed a VPN on my computer for work because of something, and now suddenly I'm having these, whatever. It's probably has something to do with it.
Well, they would just have to check to see if the VPN is allowed access to the firewall.
No, VPN is working. Like when they're using their VPN
for everything else. Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. That's what I thought. It's like it seems like, oh, just when you're using your computer for work. But I think they install sneaky shit on there so they can watch what you're doing all the time. And that's what's caused this sudden snafu.
But my point is that when the VPN is engaged, she can get chat. When she does not come through the VPN and she comes through her own IP, her own internet connection, she cannot load chat on the same computer.
Right. No,
same
that's
computer.
The part I get is because it's like they did something to force you to be in the VPN so they can watch, because when you're in the VPN, they can watch what you're doing.
Oh, I see.
So that's the problem I have suddenly have with my computer. And when the guy was installing it, I specifically asked, and he just looked at me like I would get another computer. But, of course, anyway, I'll figure it all out. But, yeah, I think that they can, I think that that's what they're trying to do is just keep tabs on us. I mean, which
are these all on 8?
What?
Are these on in Windows 8?
Windows 7. Windows 7. My
okay.
person's on Windows 7.
Because I know that they found that other chip in the Windows 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But,
it's just a mystery. I'm going to ask her if she can disable her VPN at all.
I would Google, like, if there's a conflict between the DNS and the VPN and see if that would make the difference.
Yeah.
You know, talking not being able to get in, I was wondering if anybody ever found out what happened to Linda, too.
No.
I mean, she was there and then just suddenly disappeared. And she's been gone.
Probably almost a year now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Who's Linda to?
It's been so long for you, can't remember her. She was
her log in on Skype.
No. We're not talking about Boat Mom.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's Linda
hey, Chris.
1. Yes, Alan.
How's Kathy doing?
Yeah, she actually opened up a show yesterday for Nick. So that was good.
Oh, good.
Mhm. Yeah. So that's good news. Next Saturday, so you guys know, Roy Worley will be on Lynn's, and I just had to do that for a quick second. Okay. Put your headset on, Corrine, for heaven's sakes. or turn off that freaking mic or whatever. I don't know. It's picking up your fan noise is what it is. But Roy Worley's going to be on. okay, that's not funny. You're not funny. I've been. Oh, see? You fixed it. She muted herself. Did you put your headset in, Corrine? She muted it. Okay, so Roy Worley will be on Linda's show, which is 2 p.m. Eastern on Saturday.
Cool.
It's not always easy to get him on Robert's show because they usually only go an hour. And Robert's a real... You guys think I'm bad at ending calls early. You know what I mean? He's like, well, hey, we got to move. We got to go. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
but he's sweet.
Under 5 minutes.
He's a sweet guy.
Yeah, for sure.
So what is Linda's show?
No, Linda doesn't I don't know why you're saying that, Larry.
I'm sorry. Maybe I couldn't hear you correctly. You said someone was going to be on someone's show.
Oh, Roy Worley will be on Linz's show, which is at Kathy's Distant Echoes on Saturdays. Linz and Rihanna. And that's at 2 p.m. It's you find it at Kathy's Distant Echoes.
Okay.
And
thanks.
If you're not following Kathy's Distant Echoes, what the hell is the matter with you? Right? That's how it goes.
I'm new.
That's right,
yeah.
Because that's how we got Chris mixed up into all this in the first place.
Yeah. Mostly there. Well, a few other places, but yeah.
Yeah, well, but yeah, that's sort of like when we started chanting, Chris, do a show, Chris,
yeah.
Do a show, Chris, do a
yeah.
show, Chris, do a show.
Come on, what would I do a show about? I don't know how nothing.
I don't know how many weeks we chanted that before. All right, I'll do a show. Just to prove I can't do a show. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Look how well that worked for you.
Yeah, I've always had pretty good turnout to my shows, even on day one.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because, you know, like, see, unlike some of these other these people, they come, they be a guest on someone's show once, and then they go, oh, I'm going to do my own show. And then they go and do a show. And, like, first you got to go and make friends all over the place, you know? And then do a show.
Oh, unlike some that do a show on a dare.
Right.
Or
yeah.
Three. Yeah.
Yes. And so, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Chris, what were you known as before you had Curious Times?
Well, my BTR name is Curious Listener 1414. Same account, right? Just the screen name changed
rogue.
To match. What's a rogue? Yeah.
Show to show.
I was a stormtrooper. I was a nothing. I was a listener. Okay, Corrine. Thanks, Corrine. You're there. You're unmuted. I don't have you muted. You can say goodbye to us. Don't be such a...
Corrine.
Come on, Corrine.
Where are you going?
Listen,
yeah, Corrine.
Listen, bitch.
Okay, get some sleep. You need it. You're getting a little cranky.
Those dark circles are never going to go away. I can tell you that.
I hear you.
Love you, Corrine. I love you guys.
Oh, whatever. Blah, blah. Okay, good night. Kumbaya. People just toss this L word around. Thank
oh,
you,
come
Corrine.
On. I really do love her. I actually really do like her a lot.
How do people, like, yeah, really like is good. You know what I mean? Like, when people, like, don't even know someone and they're all like, love you, mean it. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean it.
You know,
oh, yeah.
I'm all like, I don't, my, I just think that my definition of love is way different than the rest of you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we need a different word.
It needs way more words than.
Maybe I should say I resonate with you. That word.
Oh my God.
You know. You know what I mean?
That's good.
I resonate with you. I resonate
that's
with you. I, you know, and it's not love. It's not, because I understand what you say when it comes to love. I understand what you're saying, because love is
how
a completely
about,
different thing. Just like hate's a completely different thing. You know.
Good night.
Of,
talk to you later.
Oh,
sorry. On the flip flop.
No, but why do we have to have a? You know what I mean? Like, don't we? Can't we? Can't we? Do I, if I have to tell you that I resonate with you, like, then doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, should I have to tell you that I resonate with you for you to know that you're, like, and does that really mean, that doesn't even mean you like a person, I don't think, you know? Because when we talk to somebody, when we ask somebody, does that resonate with you? Like, aren't we saying, does that make sense to you? Is it, right? Is that,
I can look up the word if you want.
Well, I'm sure you could.
Let me see.
I think it's the same thing about why some readers ask for confirmation. You know, they sense something and then they ask the caller, so I'm sensing this, you know. So they're getting a confirmation when someone says, yeah, that's right, or if someone says to you, I resonate with you, or whatever, you know, the confirmation.
Mm-hmm. Well, it says here, for resonate, produce or to be filled with a deep, full reverberating. I mean, it doesn't make any sense here. It basically just has nothing to do really with people, is what
right,
I'm getting.
Right, reverberating, a reverberating blah, which means like that it's
sound,
you know, if it
yeah.
if a thought resonates with you, then it's like your body is your body or your mind is reacting to it positively, like yeah, like truth, like yes, that sounds like truth to me. That's how we use the word when we're talking about it. But like truly, if somebody said to me, okay, Chris, I resonate very much with you, I'd be all
yeah.
Like,
well, there are actually scientific principles behind it, because you have destructive and constructive interference. So if you have, like, two people on the same wavelength, so to speak, you know, you can get this constructive effect where together you form something greater than each of you individually. So you
right.
can think of it that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Awesome. That makes sense. That's why we keep Eric around, you know?
So just don't throw away. So just don't say the L word, you know.
Yeah, you can say it all you want. You're never going to hear me say it back.
Only one.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
We have a list of words that we can't say on Chris's show, and it's starting
what
to get longer.
What is a list? What is a list?
A few words.
You'll find
Alan's
out.
Alan's the boss
it's
is one.
It's not any fun if we tell you.
Oh, man. That's like setting up minds and being like, you got to figure out which one, is, you know. Oh, great. I have to
yep,
walk around and see where the minds
learn.
Are.
Well, I
yeah.
mean, if we're all intuitive, we should, you know, not like just, we're not going to get downloaded like a list of words, but we're going to be able to tell as the words come out, like whether or not, it should be, yeah, it all reveals itself. It doesn't make any sense if you just say the words. Then it just sounds like a bunch of dogma. We might as well start a church.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. There, I ate a, I went, and I, in this, during the show, I went and I cooked a pot of soup, and I've now eaten it all. So that's
ooh,
good.
Who's
holy,
breathing?
Holy,
yes, again,
we
so.
Got
holy
a
heavy,
heavy breather.
Yeah.
Heavy,
breather.
Heavy breather, right, man.
I know what was going on.
That's a huge
yeah.
violation.
And
got
Sam's not even here.
I know, right?
We're seeing.
Creepy, loud breathing.
We all breathe, you know, but it's like, it's just that take the microphone away from the middle of your throat and,
yeah.
and or nose. You know, don't pick your nose with your microphone when you're live on the air or something like that, you know? Like, geez.
I don't think you can hear someone picking a nose unless you have really good headphones. Do you have really good headphones so you can hear all that? I mean,
you missed the point.
I have, like,
don't
really cheap ones.
Okay. Okay. What I said was, do not pick your nose with your microphone. That you would hear.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear it right.
It would be like... There would be like friction against the microphone foam, you know what I mean? And so,
okay.
And don't put your microphone halfway down your throat. And then, like, so keep your microphone away from your air passage, and then it'll be good. Seriously. You don't have to even be a loud breather. With these microphones these days, I can hear Christina's dogs freaking breathing from across the room. You know what I mean? Like when Christina's on. It's like, oh, your dog has a sinus problem today or something like that. You know, it's funny. And she's all like, it's not me. I'm not moving. It's like, all you hear is this, you know, like
the
commotion, like
yeah.
Somebody's adjusting their headset, you know, like that or whatever, right? And
the peripheral sound gets picked up a lot easier than the sound that's really close to the microphone. Like the other night when I was putting food down for the dogs. I was a room away.
I'm all like, what are you feeding the dogs?
Yep.
I should have been a mother.
Chris knows.
I got mother hearing, you know. All right, kids, let's you got a little sound effect.
That was the night. I finally got my internet back.
Oh my God. Oh. Well, don't bother coming to the chat room. We'll be gone by the time you get there.
Nope. I'm just glad that I got it. I figured out. I think it's because at this house, there's too many people. You know, everyone's got a laptop. Everyone's got an iPad. And everyone has a cell phone. It's all on running off the internet.
Yeah.
And there was too many things, but they went to sleep, so I was able to pop on.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm just glad. I'm glad to know that it works, so I'll know it works for tomorrow.
Awesome.
When I have to work
you.
Here.
Thank you a billion for being my guest.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a great show.
Okay, kids, so we're going to get the heck out of Dodge, and everybody have a great rest of the morning.
Okay.
You too, Chris.
Go for 6 hours.
All right. Get some sleep. We're out of here.
All right. Good night.
No.
Bye.
Everybody again.